a free agent signing that came kind of quietly in about the second or third week of January, a futures free agent signing for the Buffalo Bills. They had signed a couple of players, including our next guest. He is a native of Arcade, New York, a graduate of Pioneer High School, and played his college football at Gannon University in Erie, Pennsylvania. We're happy to have live on the line with us right now Buffalo Bill offensive line prospect Randy Colling. Randy, thank you for being on the air with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you finally. I heard good things. In fact, Bill's scouts were telling me that you've been spending a lot of time out here, I guess, in the mornings in the weight room, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been out there about three times a week, and I got a good program going for me, and I'm seeing gains already, so that's good.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, Randy. Let's start with your high school career at Pioneer High School in Arcade, New York. Did you have any inkling at all that you could possibly be an NFL player when you were playing at Pioneer?
I mean, I had a small one, but it was always just a dream in the back of my head, you know.
Did you grow up as a Bills fan, Randy?
Yeah, I did. I was always, sitting around with my family, watching every game. I even went to a few games.
Yeah, what did you think of the experience coming here to Ralph Wilson Stadium for games?
Oh, man, I love the Ralph. The fans are crazy, you know, every year, no matter what. So,
hey, Randy, not only were you a standout high school football player at Pioneer, you also were an outstanding wrestler, right? New York State Wrestling Tournament three times in sixth place, and then a couple of third place finishes. Obviously, you were a pretty good wrestler in your high school days.
Yeah, man, and I definitely think along the way that helped me with my football.
How does that help, Randy?
I mean, it helps with my agility. It helps me move faster, use my hands better, and, gives me a few extra advantages against these other guys.
Yeah. Let me ask you about that, and I've heard that said that wrestling in particular helps players with their hands. We should note that at Gannon University, you played defensive line. You actually played defensive line for Pioneer also, right?
Yeah, I've actually played D-line my whole career, and even in the AFL.
Yeah, arena football. And do you find that the wrestling experience, how would that hand movement, how would that help you up on the defensive line, Randy?
I mean, it helps you a lot with your moves, because if you can – if they stop your first move, you got to be quick to change to your next move. And, you know, you're usually not going to get by with just one hand, so the speed helps a lot.
We're on the line with Randy Colling, who is with the Buffalo Bills, and he's been here working out a futures free agent signee about 6 weeks ago, back in mid-January. Randy, what took you to Gannon University right down the road in Erie, Pennsylvania? How'd you wind up there?
I wasn't really getting any crazy offers or anything, and I went on a visit there, and I liked the campus. I liked how the coaches were and the kind of things they were saying, and they offered me a good amount, and for the next few days I was signing, so
yeah. Gannon, of course, Division II football. You are the first Gannon University player ever to be a Division II All-American first-teamer. First Gannon player to be Associated Press Little All-American since 1949. Did you get better during your years at Gannon University, Randy?
Oh, yeah, I definitely. I got a lot better because when I was in high school, I was playing defensive end, and I was playing stand-up defensive end, which, you know, in college I went in there, and it was everything, put your hands on the ground. And you don't usually see that standing position. So, I mean, helped me with my technique. And my coaches were great with that. So I definitely got a lot of games when I was there.
And all of this as a defensive lineman. Were you an interior defensive lineman, Randy?
Yeah, I was. I played tackle, usually on the guard.
Following your leaving Gannon University, you did get to some mini camps, right? In 2012, the Jets and Packers, you went to camps with them?
Right after my mini camp, I actually went Jets and Giants.
Okay.
And then the Packers and Detroit came a little later with tryouts.
Randy, wasn't there, refresh my memory, didn't the Bills bring you in for a look at some point and maybe talk about having you here at a tryout camp?
Oh, yeah, they did, actually. Sometime earlier in camp last year, they brought me in and worked me out as an offensive lineman.
Yeah, and that's where you are now. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the arena football experience. You played the one season as a defensive lineman, right, with the Cleveland Gladiators in arena football. How did that go for you last year?
It went well. It was a new experience, but I got to see a lot of bigger and better linemen than I always did in Division II, you know. So I think it definitely made me a lot better. Got me used to playing bigger guys.
Arena football is known for high scoring offenses and tight quarters and skill position players dominating. Did you like arena football? Did you think were you able to show enough defensively in that frantic arena football pace?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I mean, every play you were pretty much pass rushing against, unless you were playing like certain teams like the Philadelphia team. But I mean, like I said, that even helped my hand too, because I mean, with all the pass rushing and I mean, you could pretty much predict what was coming with these high-speed offenses, and it definitely made me smarter with the game.
So now back with the Buffalo Bills, Randy, and let's talk about this. First of all, did they talk to you about coming in as an offensive lineman then this year when you got signed in January?
I mean, at first I was told D-line with the possibility of playing O-line, but now it really seems like they're leaning towards the O-line. So,
how do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel fine about it. I feel like I'll have a good transition, and I'll just keep working and I'll learn on the fly.
Randy, do you have to change like your body composition at all to play offensive line? I'm looking at the Cleveland Gladiators. They had you at 6'5", 320 when you played there in Arena League last year. Is that where you are now, and do you have like a target of where you want to be when you start working out with the Bills on the field?
Yeah, that's actually where I'm at right now. And, I mean, from what I heard, I think I'm fine right about there.
What do the Bills have in mind for you? Have they said? Are they looking at guard, tackle? Have they spelled it out for you yet?
They haven't really spelled it out, but, I mean, I just heard a little bit that most likely guard, but, I mean, like I said, I'm really not sure.
And do you have any thoughts, Randy, on what will be, you know, maybe the most difficult parts of that transition? You played defensive line for most of your career and in college and in arena football. What do you think will be the toughest part to convert to being on the offensive line?
Well, the toughest part, I would say, is, you know, getting used to moving backwards and staying on your heels instead of having all your weight forward and firing off the ball.
Randy, I'm sure you've been looking for an NFL shot for at least a couple of years. You get one now with your hometown team. Does that make this even more special for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, growing up, this is my favorite team, and, you know, I love the area, and couldn't have been a better team to go to.
Just think of the ticket request you'll get if you make the team.
Oh, yeah, I got guys trying to get them already.
Randy, what's next? I know you're working out here. What's next on your schedule as far as the push for a roster spot here with the Buffalo Bills?
Keep working out. Like I said, it's three times a week now. I believe it moves to four times soon. And based on CBA and what I've heard, I don't think I'm allowed to work with the coaches much or anything until April. So I'm just waiting for my opportunity to do that.
Well, Randy, we wish you well. I hope I'm going to try to get a chance to stop down and see you. They tell me that you're tearing it up in the weight room, and I have to come in early someday, I guess, if I want to see you there. Randy, thank you very much for being on the air with us, and we'll see you around the hallways here sometime.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Yep.
Randy Colling, he is a product of Gannon University, Pioneer High School in Arcade, New York, a local guy trying to make the Bills roster. He was signed back in mid-January as a future signing for the Bills. That means they reserve his rights until, I think, tomorrow, actually, when the league year begins. Then he is official Buffalo Bills property and counting on the roster, trying to make that transition from the defensive line to the offensive line. Kind of an interesting story to follow over the next weeks and months.